I'll go ahead and call the Cass Mosquito Abatement District Board Trustees Business Meeting to order Thursday, January 25th at 7 p.m. I'm Joe Hanson, representing Cornish.
Sierra Bradley, clerk.
Richard Woodby.
Richard Rigby, manager.
Kermit Price, Millville.
David Willamalaga.
Craig Hidalgo, Clarkston.
Paul James Hiram.
Pete Gatherum, Hyde Park.
Don Shepherd, Richmond.
Jeff Rixman, Incorporated.
Craig Rigby, Newton.
Ned Simper, Lewiston.
Kim Hatch, Trenton.
Wade Campbell, Smithfield.
Welcome. Hope you all had a Merry Christmas and have been having a Happy New Year. First item on the agenda is to adopt the agenda. A lot of stuff on there.
I'm Paul James, I move that we adopt the agenda as written.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Any discussion, questions? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Swear to a new representative from Smithfield.
Okay. I've never done this, so basically just have them raise your hand, their hand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stand up and raise your hand to the square.
And just repeat after me.
Okay.
I,
Wade Campbell.
Have been appointed to the office.
Have been appointed to the office.
Of Cass Mosquito Abatement District Trustee.
Of Cass Mosquito Abatement Trustee.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
Obey.
Obey.
And defend the Constitution of the United States.
And defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Great. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
My condolences.
Review and approve minutes from December 14th, 2023 meeting.
James, I move that we approve the minutes as written.
Thank you.
I'll second it. Wade Campbell.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Ratify fraud. What's that word?
Fraud.
Ratify fraud risk assessment report.
So our number, nothing changed, so we're still on the low risk with points of 355 out of 395. So I'll just need Joe and Kermit's signature.
Okay.
Do you want to do it now or at the end?
We better do it now.
Okay, since it's on the...
Management plan.
Hey Joe, we got a new member. Maybe we ought to tell him what the fraud risk assessment report is.
Oh, probably a good idea.
Do you want to explain it? Because I don't even know either.
Yeah, probably we need to make a motion as well.
Okay.
I wanted to compliment the mosquito abatement. Ever since Smithfield coming in here, we haven't had any mosquitoes.
That's true.
Plenty out of the airport where my pastures are. So.
So the fraud risk assessment report is, the state kind of gives out a, what's being signed right now. And we just kind of go through and look at it, and they have some criteria, and if you meet it, then it lowers your score.
Okay.
And there's two things there that, that docks us, but we're still at a low fraud rate, and those two things are what?
First, the one is having all body members completed entity-specific online training. We still have a few board members who haven't done training.
Yeah, that's pretty, something we can help with as a board.
Yeah.
And you just go out to the state or Utah's website, and there's a Open Meetings Act that you go out and complete. It's very simple. It takes 10 minutes at the most.
Yeah.
And you get a certificate, and you just send her the certificate, and that can get us a few extra points. So that and having training, I mean, financial, I think, is the other one that we don't have very good ranking on right now.
And Sierra sent you the training at the rank and everything, correct?
Yep.
So just a ranking of how risky we are being hit by outside sources or something, so.
Okay. Outside and inside.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, inside. This
that's
is forwarded
true.
Onto our insurance.
Yeah.
And they review it, and they can increase your rate if they've got a concern. But I've never heard of that being done. So
we need a motion to approve the fraud risk assessment.
I move that Craig Hidalgo moves that we accept the fraud risk assessment report as presented.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Ned Semper, second.
Okay, thank you. Is there any discussion, questions? See none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Review and approve pesticide discharge management plan.
Okay, this is just a plan that, can you bring it up?
I can be.
That basically tells the state of Utah and other entities what we,
got a few emails, there we go.
There it is.
Sorry, Wi-Fi.
So what it does is tells, it's our plan of how we this we can put out the pesticide out to it, and so it just kind of gives the state right now the entities what we're using, the chemicals we're using, and how we're going to the mode of action that we're going to do putting out. So there was only a few things, dates. I added. If you go down, I added drones to it. Drones.
Right there.
So right there is the only thing that added with what products we applied with. And then a few things at the end. So it's basically the same thing. That got changed from ABC. We have never used Gravid. I don't know how I missed that last year. But they're ABC CO2 traps that we use, and there's 16 of them now instead of 14. And then, so that we're in compliance if we go to, we're going to be starting to use Fifenon, which is malathion for this year. So that's been added to the Delta side. Everything else is the same. So that pretty much takes care of everything, and then just changing the when it was certified.
So is this posted on our website?
It will be after tonight.
Yes,
it will. It is.
Do the changes and upload it.
Yeah.
So we need a motion to approve.
Well, James, I move we approve the pesticide discharge management plan.
Gregory, I second the motion.
We have the same tongue twangle suit.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a motion, a second. Any questions? Concerns? See none? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Tax increase hearing date and public budget hearing date for 2024.
Okay. So we need to figure out a date we want to have our tax increase hearing and our public budget hearing. So the time must be set for 6 p.m. or later, and no meetings can overlap, so meaning we can't have it at the same time as another town or whatever. The dates and times of hearing will be scheduled on the first response basis, so as soon as we figure out tonight, I'll email and get our choices in. And then we can have our tax increase hearing with our budget hearing. They can be the same time and same date. So Craig, I emailed Craig and he said he suggested October, just with our meeting in October as our first choice. Is there any other thoughts?
That's when we start preparing our budget.
Yeah, that's usually when we start preparing. We'll have our budget committee meeting prior to that. We'll decide on our budget. And we will also have worked up a tax increase at that point as well. I just suggest October because it gives us November as well to figure things out. We can move it up.
I'll draw what you want to do again. I think that's fine.
It's it.
So we don't need to know if we're getting it to do the budget? I mean, if we have it?
No, the budget, we can do the budget hearing. We'll do the public hearing on tax increase before the budget hearing, so we'll know. So we'll have two budgets in place, one with and one without.
It'll look like your tax.
Yeah.
So this tax increase, the hearing for the tax increase isn't for, it'd be starting in like
January 2025. Yeah. We will discuss this as a board before October. This will increase will all be discussed way before we hold the public hearing. And the board has to agree to it before the public hearing.
So we basically just need two choices just in case some other town has it at that time.
Well, I think we ought to do them on our meetings nice, not have a special one.
That's what we're trying to do.
If he thinks we should do it in October, I have nothing against that, but what about instead of putting the other one up for other date in November, why not September? in case somebody's on it.
Oh, for the alternate?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good idea. We could put October.
As our first choice?
Yeah, our second choice, September.
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be fine.
Then it won't be, we won't have a time crunch, potentially.
That's fine.
So those dates would be... So first choice would be October 24th. And just have it at 7 with our regular meeting?
Yeah, we can do the first 30 minutes of the meeting for that.
Okay. And then second choice would be September 26th at 7. Okay. I'll get that email.
Into November, you'd be looking at the Thanksgiving again. So.
I don't think we're going to have a problem because most municipalities are on fiscal year or on calendar year, so I don't think we're going to have a problem. Could be. It's better safe than sorry.
So. Yeah. So, okay. I'll get that email to her tonight, too.
No,
so that
would be cities. A lot of the news, but you're right.
Okay.
Okay. Review state required trustee training.
So, again, there's... I was going to pull this up. So... Everyone should have gotten the conflict of interest paper. Sign that for me and get that to me. And the ethical behavior policy, get that signed and to me too, please. And then there are, right here is the Board of Trustee, the training. There's two types of training required. The Special Service District Board Member Certification. I guess that one's only required for your first year or if you're being reappointed. So as of right now, it's just our new ones. Yes. But then everyone is required annually for the Open and Public Meeting Act training. The training is free and you will receive $20 for the online training you do. So it's free, but you get it. You get $20. So you just go to the training.auditor.utah.gov and click on those. And then just email me the certificate when you're finished. So those are our required trainings.
And if that's all complete, we get a higher score on our...
Yep.
If everyone completes it.
Yeah.
We've never had it done before.
Nope.
We struggled.
Could we get an email again to remind us when we're due and...
Yeah, I can totally check.
That was helpful for me last time.
Okay, yep.
Have one to do and get it done.
And speaking of trustees, there's been a couple of that, we haven't seen Wellsville's trustee since March. Sierra's never even met him. And so we've reached out to Wellsville to let them know. And then Mendon and Nibley will be, that's on their agenda for February's. And then Mendon had a conflict of interest tonight, but he was, and then of course Smithfield,
yeah.
So.
He's pretty good to come.
They reached out, besides Wellsville, but the Mendon, he reached out to me and said, hey, I'm the new, so.
Oh, is Taylor not okay anymore?
He's off the board, off the city council.
Number 8, .gov domain, is that...
Okay, I just put that on there just in case things changed. But as of right now, all the site says is it is on hold until January 2024. And we're near the end of January, so I don't know what their plans are.
It is coming.
We're
working with our IT folks because every municipality has been notified. By the end of this year, you've got to be docked out.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we talked about that at our manager's meeting a couple of weeks ago that it is coming. We will have to do it, but we're just in a holding pattern until they get the infrastructure at the state level to be able to do it. And then, yeah, we'll have contact Streamline. Streamline even said when they brought the proposal for us to go with them, they even said that more likely it was coming and that they would be ready for it. So,
are they going to charge us for it? We're being billed in Clark. That's what aggravated me. The state passed this thing.
Then we get billed for it.
Then we get billed for it.
You don't have to pay, and it's a more expensive domain.
So it is a more expensive domain.
We may. I haven't heard that, though.
So we need to probably want to check into that so we're aware of the budget.
Okay.
Okay. Manager's report.
It's cold outside. The mosquitoes are pretty well taken care of for right now. Our new four-wheeler, it did come in. He didn't expect it until March, but it showed up a couple of weeks ago, so we do have the new four-wheeler. It came in, our budget for that was $13,000, and it came in at $12,700. So I'm picking that up probably Saturday because I've still got, I won't get done with school stuff until after 6 tomorrow. It's a cash Honda. Mm. So it's not hard to get it, just I can't get there before it's closed.
Yeah.
The check's be tonight, so I'll take care of that. Other than that, I'm looking at, for our fogger that we're getting, I'm looking at it either staying with the same thing, London Fog, or looking at, ADAPCO's got the new fogger, it's called a Grizzly, but it's an electronic fuel injected instead of the carburetor. So, which in the long run may save us some money on fuel, but it's sixes, so I haven't decided what to do with that. I haven't seen how much that's gonna cost. If it's over the $15,000 that we've put aside for a new fogger, then we'll go with the London Fog, but London Fog's starting to go up in price as well. I mean, with everything, it used to cost $90 for a Y cable, now it's $210, those type of things. So, but other than that, there's not a lot going on right now.
Cool. Clerk's report?
I don't have anything since you've shared a lot. Is this, Dave, do we want to do this? Do the Zion's permission at this part?
Yeah.
Okay. so I'll.
Well, we can just do it after, because it's.
Okay.
So I can get them into it. I tried to take it as far as I could, but it's just, they're going to have, right at the beginning, you have to put a username.
Name and everything.
So I can just get them into it, and then they can do it and create their own passwords if they want.
Okay.
So if we want to just, I don't know, at the end of the meeting, we can just do it, open it up, is that okay?
Yeah, that works. Okay. So I don't have anything else to add.
Okay. Review and approve bills from December 14th, 2022 meeting.
And I meant to put 23, because we're now in 24. So that's supposed to be December 14th of 2023. Everything was covered from our last meeting. The only thing that came in after our meeting was our accountant to pay Matt Regan came in to be $1,535. So that's the only thing that came in after our meeting. That hasn't been from last year anyway.
So why are we not just putting it on for this month?
Because if we do this month, then we're going to have two charges for the accountant. And this is from, the accountant was from.
We wanted to go last year, 2023.
Yeah, we want the accountant to go
so
into the budget.
This year, we'll have to do it twice.
Okay. I'm with you. So we need a motion to approve the bills.
That bill.
For that bill.
Then the next one will be January for our current January stuff.
Craig, I'd have a motion to approve the bill to pay our accountant for December 2023.
Call James,
I second
that.
Okay, we've got a motion to second. Discussion, questions? See none. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Review and approve current bills.
Okay. So this is, as of yesterday, this is where our Zions is and our PTIF. I did, since we got the bigger check from the tax distribution, I did transfer back to the PTIF. So we're back up to where we were. And then just our normal payroll, abatement, just our normal everyday, there's our ATV that came too, so just our typical bills we see.
Well, James, I move we pay the bills.
Ned Semper, second.
I have a motion to second. Any discussion, questions? See none. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Review and approve board meeting dates for 2024.
So we have every fourth Thursday and then the two on November, December, the second Thursdays. So there's our calendar.
So the tax will be October 24th is the preferred one, and then September 26th would be the second suggestion option. Option, that's the word I want.
Any questions? Do we need to do this as a motion and prove it?
Yeah,
I'm learning as I go. Yeah, I don't know.
I was going to say, I think we have
to. If in doubt, do it.
Right.
No, these meetings go on the calendar and they're public information, so we have to do it by vote.
Okay. I have a question then. If we have to get bumped out of this building for whatever reason, do we need to put all mill meetings should be held? Or.
I called in November, beginning of December, and scheduled. So we're scheduled for the year.
Good.
Yep.
Okay.
For all the fourth Thursdays and even November, December for that second Thursday.
Funerals bump us?
Are we going to have a funeral in here?
You are retired now, so.
This is just proven as we know them right now. If we have to change them, as long as public notice, she posts this so they would know it's been changed, so it's not an issue.
Yeah, but we are scheduled with no conflict in this room for all our meetings.
Okay, do I hear a motion to approve?
Craig Rigby, I move we approve the board meeting dates.
David, go second. Okay, we've got a motion and a second, any other discussion? See none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Election of officers for 2024.
Just a reminder, if you change officers, you have to do a new signature card and everything, so.
Hey, I'm Paul James, I move that we hire the same officers as last year.
David, go second.
Maybe I'm not gonna approve your experience.
I haven't called you in a couple of weeks.
So we have a motion and a second to approve the same officers as last year.
Maybe we should say who they are, so people that weren't here when we elected last year.
You don't have this memorized?
I do, but I'm just gonna pull it out.
I'm a check signer.
Craig Hidalgo is the vice chairman is what we call it.
Well, that's not the one.
Dave Gatherum is the treasurer, and Kermit Price is the financial officer.
That's the one I want, right there.
Good group.
Good memory, Richard.
Other than that.
He's got quite the memory.
So we had a motion and a second. Any discussion? Any other nominations?
Did any of them complain?
What?
Did any of them not want?
It doesn't hurt to help at all to complain.
Yeah, really don't.
It's always wise to come to this meeting.
Kermit, I think, got put in last year because he wasn't here.
Yep.
Okay.
Actually, now that you've got the Zion stuff and everything, it shouldn't be as busy as it was this last year, now that we've got everybody in and everything.
They changed the rules of that signature card, too. I have to go tomorrow and do it with Millville Irrigation.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it's not fun. Okay. So, and it's with Zions.
We've got to give
him candy, though, don't we?
Are you trying to change his mind?
Well, I don't think to get off it, you have to go in, too.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, true.
Got a motion. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes.
You had your chance.
We hired you for another year.
It's funny how everybody gets
rid of it. Anything we need on the agenda for next meeting?
You sign your name to it?
I'll follow up with .gov. Hopefully, maybe May next time. We'll see.
Maybe by next time, January will expire.
What is the reason for that? Because I want to let people think.
According to the government. Okay. I'll entertain for a motion to adjourn.
Dave Gatherum moved to adjourn.
You need to put a name on that.
Figure if you have a second, we'll see.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
When I vote, meeting adjourned.
Tina wants me to ask you how you know.
I get rid of everything. Mine will get rid of mine.
Darren Gatherum.
Well done.
Al Dennis. Darren,
better than what I had
Darren and Jennifer.
That's good.
Well, you might even work on
that. I'll just leave my forms in there.
I mean, they're on the right.